This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The son of a victim of the shooting at a Boulder grocery store is suing the company that made the weapon used in the attack. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
Suzanne Fountain was among the 10 people shot and killed nearly 2 years ago after a man opened fire at a King Soopers. Fountain's son, Nathaniel Goetz, is now suing gun maker Sturm, Ruger & Company, saying it used deceptive marketing practices by making a gun that's legally classified as a pistol. The complaint alleges the company made the pistol version to evade laws regulating rifles. It was filed in Connecticut, where the manufacturing company is located. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The parents of Kendrick Castillo have refused thousands of dollars in a settlement with the school where their son was killed in 2019. John and Maria Castillo sued STEM school Highlands Ranch for failing to prevent school shootings. That suit was dismissed at the school's request, and STEM was ordered to pay the couple nearly $400,000. More than 20,000 Coloradans would be eligible for free education in high-demand fields under proposals at the state capitol. CPR's Dina Seek says they would expand a program that began last year.
Care Forward Colorado made it free for people to pursue healthcare degrees at community or technical colleges. Now, current proposals would expand the program to other high-need jobs, such as early childhood education certificates, elementary education, nursing, law enforcement, forestry, and construction. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.